Canada has been shut down to foreigners, including Americans, for some time now and is going to continue to be for at least another month, which is trying the patience of people on both sides. Andy Blatchford joins us, Politico reporter in Ottawa right now. Hi, Andy. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Great. So what's going on with Canada? I'm reading that they've got 75% of their population, eligible population, has already been vaccinated, at least with the first vaccine, which should get you close to 80% protection. And the 20% have been double vaccinated. And yet the prime minister continues to insist that the borders need to be closed to Americans. Is there more to this than meets the eye?
Yeah, well, what it seems to be, we heard from the health minister today, and yes, the 75% one dose and the 20% double dose threshold that the prime minister was talking about just a few weeks ago, it appears the goalposts have moved now. And now the Canadian government is hoping to hit, at least as one metric, 75% fully vaccinated before it starts really opening the border. What seems to be the biggest issue underneath the surface and driving these decisions is the emergence of the Delta variant, which is creating a lot of concerns, obviously, around the world and in Canada, of course, as well.
But the Delta variant, like other variants, is not a danger, at least according to American doctors, if you have been vaccinated. So, and if you have been vaccinated and you get it, the worst that's going to happen is, you know, you're going to have mild symptoms. You're not going to be hospitalized. You're not going to die. You could keep arguing that 75% of the population isn't enough. 80% of the population isn't enough. 85% isn't. You're still leaving 15-20% of the population who could be spreading it around. So why are they not reacting the way, like here in America, here where we are in Michigan, with Delta variants in the United States as well, but we're all restrictions are off totally as of tomorrow here in Michigan, and that's already happened in many, many states here in the U.S. Why is that so impossible for Canada?
That's the interesting question. I mean, that's what, you know, there's so much pressure on the Canadian government right now to explain its position. And, it, you know, to be honest with you, it talks about the variants. It talks about it's concerned about case counts in Canada, hospitalization rates, and what's happening around the world with variants as well. But you're right. It's not clear. And that was sort of a big theme today as, you know, reporters and people in the public were trying to get information out of the Canadian government as to why it made this decision to keep the border closed for at least another month.
When you've got Chuck Schumer yelling at you to open up the border, you know, and other Democrats, you've pushed the line here in the States. And of course, Schumer is, you know, a senator from a state that borders Canada and obviously wants there to be commerce and business going back and forth, et cetera. But still, there's not a lot of sympathy for this on the U.S. side. And Canada has had some of the most restrictive rules, not just about this, but in terms of their own citizens, even being able to come back into the country. They've had to stay in quarantine hotels at their own expense, sometimes costing hundreds of dollars a night. And they've had to stay as much as 14 days and get a COVID test that they have to give back to the government after they've come back into the country. Are they loosening up on any of that stuff?
Yeah, that's exactly what they are loosening up on, and it's very small in terms of the border restrictions into Canada. But for, you know, returning citizens, permanent residents, and other people who already have right to entry in Canada, they, you know, starting July 6th, they'll no longer have to do as long a quarantine and stay in these hotels as you. Changing, but of course The big concern is when it comes to foreign travelers. That's where the pressure is really happening.
Yeah. Well, all right. I guess they're just going to be stubborn about it. It's going to get harder and harder for Canada when they look over the wall here, over the fence, down the road, and see that America is totally free, and we don't have 75% of our population vaccinated.
Right.
And there's Canada waiting to try to get 75 totally vaccinated. Good luck with that.
What is their main vaccine up in Canada? Is it the Pfizer vaccine?
Yeah, there's here in Canada, Pfizer's approved, Moderna, AstraZeneca, and Johnson & Johnson. Those are the only four. Yeah. But Pfizer is the most popular.
Yeah. I mean, the AstraZeneca and or the Johnson & Johnson, you only need one shot anyhow. So they're waiting for double vaccination. Like I said, good luck in getting to 75%. You'll miss the whole summer. But, hey, well, not our country.
You know, if I may add, I mean, one thing to consider is there has been polling up here that shows Canadians, you know, nearly half of Canadians, according to polls, would like to see the border closed to foreign travelers until September. So, you know, there's...
Well, that's just because they don't like people.
Don't blame them.
It was August 2 years ago, not September.
Yeah. You know, I bet you can poll most countries and half the people would say we'd like the borders closed for a while. That doesn't necessarily mean that's the take on COVID-19, but hey, maybe that's what Trudeau is looking at and saying, well, I got support of half the country, so I'm okay.
Exactly. Might be that. Yep.
Appreciate you coming on with us. Thanks so much for giving us the take on it from Ottawa there.
Oh, thanks so much. My pleasure.
Andy Blatchford there from Politico.
That's tough on people over in Windsor and here, man.
Oh,
since we see it every day, but man.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's sort of an esoteric argument for most people, but people who live in cities like Detroit or live on border towns up in New York and other areas that border Canada, it's a very realistic issue. People do come. I mean, we have, you know, our own Ed Kelly, member of our staff, can't go visit his family for a year and a half.
He can see them, but he can't.
He can like throw a paper airplane over the water, but can't go and actually see them. So it is kind of crazy. And I wonder when they do start opening up, who they're going to consider important enough to make the first cut of that. And it's very odd, very, very odd. The whole thing is odd. And we have Canadian volunteers down at the mission in Haiti, and they went home in the middle of the semester, and they had to stay there 14 days, and they had to stay in this hotel that cost like $600 a night.
Wow.
Which was just nuts. And it had to go through all kinds of hoops just to get in. And then it came back, and now they're going to have to go through it again when they're going back, I think, next week. Yeah. And they're going to have to go through this all